Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Final hour of the show. Been a fast-paced show. We'll get you up to date on any new signings coming up in the NHL free agency frenzy that's going on right now. A lot of 1 to 2 year deals, an occasional 3 year deal, but not a lot of blockbusters yet. But some very interesting signings. Kyle Turris to the Oilers, Colin Blackwell to the Rangers. Predators haven't done anything yet, but we will wait and see. As we promised you earlier, it's time to talk to Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, and get the latest picks from him. So, Lee, how are you doing today?
Doing okay. Waiting to see if my Miami Hurricanes are going to be up to the task.
Well, we're going to start there in a moment, too. Yeah. But I know another game on your list this week that you've been preparing for is Buffalo against Tennessee. I don't know if we've ever seen one. I made this comment earlier, Lee. Let's presume for a moment.
Yep.
That the Titans get the all clear and have another day of negative tests and they can get back on the field and play on Tuesday. I don't know that I can think off the top of my head of a team that will have a more compromised roster slash situation than they would have on Tuesday night, given the roster limitations and the fact haven't practiced.
What do you think? How many, if you had to take a guess, how many starters are out?
Well, if you just take who's on the COVID list, right? Mm-hmm. And we don't know if they can come off, but we get a sense that it'll be tough for them to get off in time to play in that game.
Right.
You've got Corey Davis, right? Mm-hmm. Help me here, Chase. You've got Jeffrey Simmons, a critical defensive player.
Daquan Jones.
Yep. Humphreys, the key slot receiver.
Yep. The long snapper.
The
Bo
long
Brinkley.
Snapper, Bo Brinkley. Did you mention Daquan Jones?
Yep, Daquan Jones.
So another starting offense, a defensive lineman.
Christian Fulton,
one of the top three cornerbacks.
Kari Blasingame, the fullback.
Michael Pruitt, one of the three-headed monsters at tight end.
Kamalai Correa is
a, you know, a role player, but a guy that plays some as an outside edge rusher.
Here's the deal. I think it'd be too tough for them to. It would be almost like the Marlins when the Marlins ran off like four or five in a row when they had all those guys. It's probably similar. Can it happen? Yeah, but you know this is a talented Buffalo team. I mean, even guys you don't hear about like the running back Singletary. You know, they just do their job and they can beat you with defense or offense. Hate to say it, guys. Tuesday night special. I like Buffalo here, 28-20.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. So just out of curiosity, Lee, have you ever had to, when you're doing your research, had to prepare for a game like that with these circumstances, the uncertainty?
Not this year. not any time I can remember.
Yeah, for sure. All right, now let's get back to the colleges. You mentioned the Miami Hurricanes. They've got their crack. They've had a great start.
Right.
They got their crack at Clemson here. They've been circling this game on the calendar for a while. It's a great benchmark to see where they are. What do you think? Mm-hmm.
So I think that D.R. King is special. I mean, really good quarterback. They've gone from being boring to watch in 367 yards per game to 499. So the offense is much better, but I still have questions about the offensive line. I don't know if any of these starters would start for a top-tier team like Alabama, Ohio State, or Clemson. And their two defensive tackles probably wouldn't be in the two or three deep for Clemson. They're linebackers. They've got a lot of inexperience there. And the cornerbacks and striker, they're average at best. So I just think that Clemson's too much here. I think someone poked the bear. I like Clemson 45-24.
Clemson, he says. Yep. Lee Sterling is with us from Paramount Sports. ParamountSports.com is the website. All right, Florida taking on Texas A&M. You have Florida favored by 6.5.
So, Texas A&M, something's wrong with this team. And they, you know, I don't know whether it's the guys, the four guys opting out. That could be part of it. But I'm watching Kellen Mond, and he can't stretch the field anymore. He's a, you know, he's a game manager now. And just watching his body language, it's not good. Jimbo Fisher, the shines off here as a head coach, 4-8 the last 12 against the spread since mid-2019. And then on the other side of the ball, Kyle Trask, I mean, he maybe looks like this year's version of Joe Burrow, completing almost 72% of his passes. And Dan Mullen, since he arrived, the Gators are 8-2 against the spread as an SEC visitor. I like Florida, 35-24.
He likes Florida. All right, before we get to Georgia and Tennessee, it's not October, it's Locktober at ParamountSports.com. What's the phone number?
Well, they can reach me here at 800-400-9741. They get 4 weeks of action from now through Monday, November 2nd, the day before the election, just $197. Normally it's $497. They use coupon code SAVE300, just $197. And we also, guys, have a 45-unit selection going this week, our largest play of the year. On our 40 to 50 unit plays over the last 12 years, we're 48-15-1. So they want to come on board. Now's a perfect time. 4 weeks of my executive phone service, just $197, ParamountSports.com.
All right. And now our next game is one in the SEC that fans around here are paying attention to. Georgia minus 12.5 against Tennessee.
So if you go based on what we've seen so far, Vols are much improved. Georgia, better than we probably thought based on their defense. The Vols need to run. 51-23 run-pass ratio versus Missouri. I think they'd like to at least keep it at 40-30. But if they can't run, and I have a feeling they may not be able to with much success, they're going to have some third and long situations. And that's where Georgia's pass rush comes into play and their DBs, they jump routes. Stetson Bennett, doesn't look like a SEC quarterback, but he just gets the ball to their playmakers. I like Georgia 30-13.
And then finally in the NFL, Indianapolis versus Cleveland, Indy minus 2.
So Indianapolis has had everything break their way so far. I mean, the last three games, they play Minnesota before they had it together. And then all of a sudden, they get the Jets and the Chicago Bears. They're ranked number one in defense, but they haven't had to play from behind since the first week against Jacksonville. So I just think that Cleveland might be that team with all their playmakers. They're able to get the lead here, and that's the case. Phillip Rivers, we've seen what he can do. He's had some problems playing from behind. So I'm going to take Cleveland. I'm going to call for the upset here, 27-20.
And then your game of the week is South Carolina minus 13 versus Vanderbilt that people can call and get that one.
Yeah, all they need to do is call 800-400-9741. We'll give them that game for free. And like I said, it's not October. It's Locktober. Four games, just $197. ParamountSports.com. We're going to keep winning.
Well, we're all very curious about what you think on that one. We'll have to find out next week. As South Carolina comes to town against the Commodores, we'll see if Vanderbilt matches up. All right, Lee, as always, thank you very much. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right, that's Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports and his picks for the week. Very curious who he likes in his little game of the week there. You'll have to call and
that
find
number,
out.
800-400-9741.
There you go. Now, we will have a little twist on that game when we come back and unveil our pick six. Now, Darren isn't here, the commish. We have come up with the selections this week, so hopefully it meets his standards.
We have sent those to him so he can submit his picks via the text.
Yes, I've been in that position many times from far-off places like Winnipeg or Edmonton at times, so it can be done. So Darren will make his submit his picks, if I could spit it out. Elijah will get to the scoreboard when we come back, and then we'll get your phone call, 737-1025. If you want to participate in Pick 6, stay tuned. We're coming back on Darren, Donick, and Chase.
It's time to be a winner.
I have come here to chew bubble gums and kick ass.
Pick this week's games against the spread for all the bragging rights.
You want some bad enough, then you come get some.
Feeling extra confident?
I'm the one true king.
Make that game your top shelf for double points. This is Pick Six, now on Darren, Donick, and Chase.
Time for Pick Six. We're going to have some fun. Jump into the phone lines. 737-1025. Signings continue to trickle in on the clicker here. Craig Smith, hearing Boston and Ottawa are interested in Craig Smith. That's the latest rumor, but we'll see. No signings of yet, but there are some ex-Predators that have new homes. Mika Salamaki just signed a one-year deal with the Avalanche.
Yep.
Kyle Turris, a two-year deal with Edmonton. And Colin Blackwell, a one-year deal with the Rangers. But the Predators have not brought any new bodies in yet. Not yet. But the day is young. Now, to the pick six. Elijah, let's recap what happened last week.
Yes, let's. We'll start off with Willie having a little bit of a slim lead going into last week with a chance to increase it a little bit in Murfreesboro. Two bad Conference USA football teams in an age-old rivalry, MTSU-Western Kentucky, MTSU underdogs by 6.5 points. And to quote Chase McCabe, good teams win, great teams cover, and that's what the Blue Raiders did, losing by only 3. All three of you guys correctly chose the Blue Raiders of Middle Tennessee. Chase, having a little more trust in his alma mater as he top-shelfed it, 2 points for Chase, 1 for Willie, 1 for Darren. Between the Hedges, Auburn, Georgia, the alleged game of the week this past week, number 7 versus number 4, was an absolute beatdown. And the only one saying that that was going to be a beatdown was Darren. He was right. The Auburn pick was for losers. Darren took Georgia in the top shelf. 2 points for Darren, as Willie and Chase both picked Auburn, and they were not close on that one. Browns, Cowboys. I heard the Browns scored another touchdown on the Cowboys as they built a 41-14 lead early and almost gave it up, but did not. Browns won the game. Darren and Willie took the Browns. Chase chose his beloved Dallas Cowboys. And then Vikings-Texans, battle between two 0-3 teams. Chase and Willie feeling Deshaun Watson and having a feeling that Bill O'Brien wins his last game as a Houston Texans head coach, even though we didn't know that was the case. But Darren was right on that one, taking the Vikings to win. Vikings were victorious. They are now 1-3. And Patriots-Chiefs. At the time of our contest, if we remember, it was only a 7.5-point dog, and that was with Cam Newton being the starting quarterback. Cam Newton, COVID-19 positive. Insert Brian Hoyer. And long story short, Brian Hoyer is not Cam Newton. Chiefs won pretty easily in the second half, winning by about 16 points. Willie, the only one winning, getting a point for that, for he picked the Chiefs. Chase and Darren, unfortunately for them, the Patriots pick was not good enough. And then Bears-Colts last week. Colts favored by 2.5, even after the review from Willie. And Willie and Chase going with Colts. Willie top-shelfing the Colts and was rewarded for it. 2 points for Willie, 1 point for Chase. Darren, not so much. No points as he believe too much in Nick Foles and the Chicago Bears, which leaves our total after last week. Darren with 5, Willie with 5, Chase with 3, and then after, what, we're on week 5, week 6? I lost count. After all these weeks, Willie still maintains a lead. He has increased his lead a little bit over Chase with 16. Chase now has 13, and Darren, still the caboose, with 12 going into this week.
Okay.
He's right behind me, though.
He's getting closer.
Gotta get some work done.
The lead has been trimmed, but only by a little bit.
But I gained on Chase, didn't I? If I had 5 and he had 3. Was I only up by 1 last week over him?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. You've pulled away
okay.
A little bit.
Okay, a little breathing room. Long way to go. All right, let's get it started.
1.
Thank you, big voice guy.
Number 1.
Yeah, look, I had to get a restart on that one.
Elijah has a lot going on back there. All right, are you revealing or am I revealing? Or do you want to alternate? Let's alternate.
Oh, okay, let's
that.
Alternate. That's a good idea. Let's alternate.
You lead us off.
All right, number one is the Colts again against the Browns. A couple of teams playing very good football. The Browns rolled up all those points and then hung on for dear life against the Cowboys. The Colts have been playing outstanding defense, and they are 3-1 after the slip-up against the Jags in week one. So a pair of 3-1 teams going head-to-head. It is in Cleveland. The Colts are a 1.5-point favorite.
Yes, and I am correcting a text message that I just sent.
Is that correct? 1.5 points?
No,
is that what we're going with?
Colts
by 1.5.
The Colts are -1.5, and I think I put this as the Browns -1.5. But yes, Colts -1.5. You know, on this one, I'm going to go with Lee. I'm going to take the Brownies. I will go Browns with the upset.
All right. I will go Colts. I think the Browns still have some issues on defense, and I think the Colts' defense will be much, much better at holding the Browns' offense in check, although the Browns' offense is full with a lot of players who can make some plays. So I will go Colts, and we will await Darren's picks. Darren on vacation for one more day. He'll be back with us on Monday. So let's move on.
Number two.
All right, on this one, there are three underdogs. All you have to do is decide will at least one of them win outright. Those dogs are the Raiders, the Vikings, and the Dolphins. You just have to pick one of them to win, or you just have to say, will one of them win outright?
Will at least one win outright? Now, let's give you the teams they're playing, because that's an important part.
I was about to do that. I didn't have it pulled up. That's okay. EME. So, all right. So, these are the games. The Dolphins are on the road at the 49ers, which is a late game. The Vikings play Sunday night on the road at the Seattle Seahawks. And then the Raiders will play earlier in the day on the road at the Chiefs. So, that is a noon game.
So, all you got to do is go 1-for-3. They're all playing good teams. They're all big dogs. Will one of them win outright? At least one. If they all win, you're good. If at least one wins, you're good. If you say yes, otherwise, they all have to come up short. So that's number two.
I say yes.
You say yes. At least one will win.
Yep.
I say no.
You say no.
I say no.
Well, I'm going yes because one of them is my underdog, so. Gotta go with it.
All right.
Number three.
Vanderbilt has scored one offensive touchdown in each of their first two games so far, against Texas A&M and against LSU. Here's the question. We discussed this with our own Max Hurst yesterday on the show. They've now had a couple of games under their belt. They now play a team that on paper might not be quite as strong as what they have faced before. They play South Carolina. Will Vanderbilt's offense score two or more offensive touchdowns against the Gamecocks tomorrow at 11 a.m.? Yes or no? Chase?
I say yes.
You say yes.
Will. I say I have faith. They're getting some weapons back at wide receiver. It's the third game now in the Todd Fitch offense. I'm going to say yes.
I will also be optimistic and say yes. I think they'll do it. Now, whether they win the game, they're about a 13-point dog. I hope that they're right in this game. They need to be right in this game. But as far as offensive touchdowns, yes, I will say two. Did you hear Joe Fisher's report, the record against South Carolina? And thinking about this, I was in school when South Carolina entered the SEC, so I probably watched every Vanderbilt-South Carolina game. Vanderbilt is, I think, 4-25 straight against South Carolina.
Right.
And one of them was the Vanderbilt Commodores breaking a winless streak in the SEC of about 18 games under Woody Woodenhofer, and they tore the goalpost down, which I think got Brad Scott fired. The next year, they beat a Lou Holtz South Carolina team, and this would have been, 1997, 98, somewhere in there. So I think they won back-to-back years, and Lou Holtz's South Carolina team ended up winless on the season. Lou Holtz's first year, and then of course he turned it around. And that was a team, that was a game, if I remember correctly, that there were zero third down conversions in the game by either team.
Yikes.
By either team. How many times do you see that? And then there was a big upset that Bobby Johnson had at South Carolina several years ago, and then one year where it was, I think it was a Thursday night game early in the season, that Bobby Johnson got a win against South Carolina. So it's rare. So we'll see if they're due for another win.
There's some heartbreakers in there too.
Oh, a lot of good, a lot of really good games that went down to the wire, but only four wins for the Commodores in that series. On to the next.
Number four.
The test for Tennessee. 12 and a half point underdogs at Georgia. I will go first on this one. I think they're going to hang in there. I think they'll find a way. I like Georgia to win, but I think Tennessee is taking a step forward, and they're going to show it against Georgia. Give me the points and the balls.
I, too, will take the 12.5 for the Tennessee Vols and top shelf.
Ooh.
I believe. I am a believer.
All right, moving on.
Number five.
All right, who has more passing yards in that game? Is it Tennessee's Jarrett Garantano or Georgia's Stetson Bennett?
Now, this one is tricky because you think about all the ways this game could go. Both of these quarterbacks, in the fan base's mind, are a little bit on shaky ground, right? So it's not out of the question that there's a sub in the middle of the game if one of them was really struggling. There also could be a situation where, as you heard Lee Sterling say, Tennessee, who's been running the ball very easily on their first two opponents, very effectively, all of a sudden can't run very much and they have to throw a lot. What does that mean for the passing yardage? And then, of course, there's always, if one team gets behind and doesn't have to throw very much and the other team is behind and has to throw, it may not mean that quarterback is having a better game, but he could end up having more passing yards. So weigh all of that, Chase, as you make your decision.
Yeah, it's difficult, and I actually have gone back and forth on this a few times, but I am going to go with Jarrett Garantano. I will pick him to have more passing yards.
Okay, I will say Stetson Bennett. I will go the other way.
Number six.
Okay, a little bit of a twist here. We go into the world of baseball. It is Dodgers-Braves in the NLCS, best of seven. But I want you to focus on this. We're only going to look at the first two games. And we're going to ask you, Mookie Betts, Overton High School, Nashville, Tennessee. Dansby Swanson, former Vanderbilt Commodore. Both swinging a hot bat in the playoffs, at least of late. Dansby got off to a little bit of a slow start, but he's been hitting the ball well the last couple of games.
He had four hits in the
in the last two games, yeah. I think both came in the last two games, right?
Yep.
He was like one for his first 12, and then he came alive. All right. Mookie and Dansby, over or under 5.5 hits combined in games one and two, Monday and Tuesday night. So they could have a bad game, come back with a good game. They don't each have to have five hits. It's do they combine for over or under 5.5 hits? A lot of X factors here. They could walk a bunch, right? They could hit the ball hard at somebody. One guy could go 4 for 4, the other guy 0 for 4. They could have a bad game, then a good game. So which way do you go, Chase? Over or under?
It's a tough one. It's, again, this is another one that I've gone back and forth on. But I'm going to say games one and two, under.
Under. And also keep in mind, games one and two, you're going to see the best pitchers for each team.
That's one reason why
you got Bueller,
I went that way.
And you got probably Kershaw, right? I think.
Yeah, I would think so. And then Fried and Anderson.
Fried and Anderson, who have been red hot for the Braves. Ooh, you went under?
I went under.
I'll go over.
Willie takes
I'll
the over.
I'll go over. I want to root for those guys, so maybe I'm picking with my heart here. But Betts and Swanson over 5.5 hits in combined in the two games. I'm hoping for some extra inning games, extra at-bats. Mookie bats first, so he's going to get the plate appearances for sure. All right.
Top shelf for you?
Self. My top shelf, I'm going to go second straight week with the Colts. I like the Colts top shelf. I like the defense. I just think the Browns are good, but they're not that good. And I think the Colts are solid, solid. I think they're going to control the Browns. All right, there you have it. When we come back, we'll get your picks for the pick six. Fill up the phone line, 615-737-1025. Party foul. No, that's not right. Our prize this week is what? Middle Tennessee tickets?
To Middle Tennessee and North Texas.
Middle Tennessee versus North Texas if you win the pick six this week. So jump on in and get in on this action. You can play online. We're having some fun with it. It makes the games more entertaining when you watch them, I guarantee you. That's the real value in playing along with us here. Stay tuned. This is Darren Donick and Chase on 102.5 The Game. All right. Time to see who you think will win the pick six. We've got the selections out there. We're still awaiting one Darren McFarlane. We'll see if he gets him in before the show is over this afternoon. Remember, Jared the GM coming up at 2 o'clock. Nothing new for the Titans today. It's been very quiet, other than the good news this morning, no new positive tests. So one down, and we've got more coming. So hopefully they have another clear day, and they can get back in and play on Tuesday. That's where we are right now, but still, we're waiting. That's why we didn't have any picks in our pick six about the Titans and the Bills. Too much up in the air at this point.
Adam Vingan tweeting, Kyle Turris on the Predators, quote, I'm thankful for the opportunity they gave me, but for whatever reason, it didn't work out. It's frustrating that it didn't work out.
Not surprised with, nope, with that quote at all. We will keep an eye on the tracker. Predators still have not signed anybody on day one of free agency. Kyle Turris signs with the Oilers. Colin Blackwell to the Rangers. Mika Salamaki with the Avalanche. But a lot of mid-range deals, a lot of two-year deals. No bombshells as of yet. So, Chase, let's get started. And first up is Steven in pick six. If you want to get in on it, 615-737-1025. Our call line sponsored by WilsonCountyHyundai.com.
Steven, welcome in. How you doing?
Beyond outstanding.
That's
How are
good.
You guys doing?
Doing fantastic. All right, let's see if you are a winner. We'll start things off. The Colts, -1.5 at the Brownies.
Give me the Brownies.
He will take the Browns. All right, question number two. You get three underdogs. So the Raiders at the Chiefs, the Vikings at the Seahawks, and the Dolphins at the 49ers. Will one of those three dogs win outright?
No, they will not.
He says no. Will Vanderbilt score two or more offensive touchdowns versus South Carolina on Saturday? They only have two through the first few games.
No, they won't.
He says no. All right, Tennessee taking on Georgia. Georgia -12.5. Also need the game total on that.
Give me UT. Game total will be 44.
Game total is 44. Who will have more passing yards, Jarrett Garantano or Stetson Bennett?
Garantano.
He says Garantano. Mookie Betts or Dansby Swanson. Over, under, 5.5 hits combined in games 1 and 2 of the NLCS.
Over.
He says over. I need two top shelves from you.
Cleveland, double top shelf.
Cleveland. Woo! With the double top shelf.
He's on the Browns train.
Oh, great. Shoot me.
Putting all of his eggs in the Browns basket. Wow. All right. We good?
We are good.
That's one down. Thank you, Steven. 737-1025. Let's move quickly. Get as many of you in on the air as we can, because when you call in, you get the extra top shelf pick. Let's go to Mark.
Mark, let's make you a winner.
All right. Hello, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing well. Colts -1.5 taking on the Browns.
I'm going to take the Colts. That'll be my top shelf, one of them.
Okay, so he goes top shelf with the Colts. Question two, you get three underdogs. Will one of them win outright, the Raiders, the Vikings, or the Dolphins?
I'm going to say yes.
He says yes. All right, next up, will Vanderbilt score two or more offensive touchdowns versus South Carolina on Saturday? They only have two so far on the year.
I'm going to say yes.
Tennessee versus Georgia. Georgia -12.5. Also need the game total.
I'm going to say Tennessee 45 points. And that'd be one of my top shelves, too.
There is the second top shelf. Who'll have more passing yards, Jarrett Garantano or Stetson Bennett? If I could spit it out.
I'm going to say Garantano.
All right. And then finally, Mookie Betts and Dansby Swanson, over under 5.5 hits combined in games 1 and 2 of the NLCS.
I'm going to say over.
There we go. All right, Mark, good luck.
Yeah, thanks. Have a good weekend.
You too.
All right. Two down. More to go. Next up, we have Clay. Clay, welcome in.
Hey, Willie. How you doing?
We're doing well. Chase, hit him with the picks.
All right, Clay. The Colts, -1.5, taking on the Browns.
Colts.
Three dogs. Will one of them win outright? The Raiders, the Vikings, or the Dolphins?
No, sir.
I know the answer to this one. Will Vanderbilt score two or more offensive touchdowns versus South Carolina on Saturday?
Absolutely. Confidence in D-Mace.
UT versus Georgia. Georgia -12.5. Also need the game total.
Dogs and 43.
More passing yards, Garantano or Bennett?
Garantano.
Mookie Betts, Dansby Swanson, over under 5.5 hits combined in games 1 and 2 of the NLCS.
Yes, sir. Over.
And they need two top shelves from you.
Give me the Doors. That's how confident I am of two touchdowns. And give me the Dogs.
There we go. Clay, good luck.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Thank you, Clay. Let's move on. 737-1025. Jump on in there, and let's continue to move. Next up on the show is we go to Mike. Mike, welcome in. Chase, hit him with the picks.
All right, Mike. Colts, -1.5 versus the Browns.
When have the Browns ever been good for people when they're picking on a hot streak?
Mike, we can barely hear you.
Mike, you sound like you're talking like from the way back of a hallway or something.
Is this better?
Yes, this is better.
Excellent. So, my point, when did the Browns ever really, like, help people out when they're that confident? They gas each other up. They're going to get smacked. The Colts.
He takes the Colts. Three dogs. Will one of them win outright? Raiders at the Chiefs, Vikings at the Seahawks, Dolphins at the Niners.
No.
He says no. Will VU score two or more offensive touchdowns versus South Carolina on Saturday?
I hope so. We'll go with yes, but that's probably my heart hoping I'm not crushed again.
Tennessee taking on Georgia. Georgia -12.5. Also need the game total.
Okay, give me the Dogs. And it's going to be 37 points.
Ooh, low scoring. More passing yards, Garantano or Bennett?
Garantano. They're going to be catching up late.
Mookie Betts and Dansby Swanson, over under 5.5 hits combined in games 1 and 2 of the NLCS.
What's nuts is that Mookie Betts could potentially do this by himself if the Braves pitching is not on. I'm just throwing that out there because he is an elite guy. So I'm taking over and double top shelf the over.
Over, double top shelf.
Yes. I hope Lieutenant Dan keeps picking it up, too, because he's been a hoss. I hope the Braves can pull it out, Chase. I really do.
I do, too, man. I do, too. All right, Mike. Good luck.
Thank you for the call. Well done. 737-1025. Next up is Chad. Chad, jump on in here. We got time to get a couple of more in, and those of you that will be on hold, we'll get to you off the air. Chad, listen to Chase. He's going to give you the picks.
All right, Chad. Colts, minus 1.5 against the Browns.
I'm going to take the Kareem Hunt-led Browns here and take the 1.5.
All right. You get three dogs. Will one win outright? Raiders, Vikings, or Dolphins?
I'll say yes.
He says yes. Will VU score two or more offensive touchdowns for South Carolina?
No.
Tennessee versus Georgia. Georgia minus 12.5.
I'll take Tennessee in the points, 12.5.
Need the game total as well.
I'll say 42.
More passing yards, Jarrett Garantano or Stetson Bennett?
Let's go, Garantano.
Mookie Betts and Dansby Swanson, over under 5.5 hits combined in games 1 and 2 of the NLCS.
I'm going to take the under on this, and we'll do the double top shelf right now.
All right. Pitching. Good pitching gets good hitting.
Good pitching, good hitting. They got to get a lot of hits in two games. So good stuff, fellas.
Good luck, Chad.
Thanks, fellas.
So somebody in there is going to have a good game to sort of carry it. Right, I mean, you could feel pretty good. Maybe you walk a couple of times. You hope they get pitches to hit, right? Mookie could draw some walks. Dansby could draw a couple walks, and then all of a sudden, you got less plate appearances. So, a lot of ways it can go.
Tyler Ennis back to the Oilers on a 1-year deal. That
could
one
be
just coming down.
Turris and Ennis could play a big role there. Who am I missing here? Do we have Jason still? Or have we already got Jason?
We got Jason.
All right, let's get to Jason.
Hey guys.
All right, Jason.
Chase,
Colts.
Hit him with the picks.
I got it. Colts minus 1.5 against the Browns.
Give me the Colts.
Three dogs. Will one of them win outright? Raiders, Vikings, or Dolphins?
No.
Vanderbilt, will they score two or more offensive touchdowns versus South Carolina?
No.
He says no. Tennessee takes on Georgia. Georgia minus 12.5. Also need the game total.
Give me UT. Make that one of my top shelves and 55 points.
More passing yards, Garantano or Bennett?
Garantano.
Mookie Betts, Dansby Swanson, over under 5.5 hits combined in games 1 and 2 of the NLCS.
Give me over and make that my other top shelf.
All right, there we go. Good luck.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, you want to slide one more in there, Chase?
Let's get one more.
And then everybody we don't get to, don't panic. Stay on the line, and we'll get you off of the air. Next up, we have Jeremy. Welcome in. Chase, hit him up.
Jeremy, Colts.
Afternoon.
Colts minus 1.5 against the Browns.
Let's go with the Cleveland Browns.
The Cleveland Browns, he says. All right, three dogs. Will one of them win outright? Raiders, Vikings, or Dolphins?
Yes.
Vanderbilt, will they score two or more offensive touchdowns against South Carolina Saturday?
Yes.
Tennessee and Georgia. Georgia minus 12.5. Also need the game total.
All right, let's go Rocky Top. And Fifty-three,
he says. More passing yards, Garantano or Bennett?
Garantano.
Mookie Betts, Dansby Swanson, the over-under 5.5 hits combined in games 1 and 2.
I'm going to go under. And that's the top shelf. And the other top shelf is Tennessee, plus 12.5.
All right, Jeremy, good luck.
All right. Take care, fellas.
Excellent work. When we come back, we will give you one more roundup of what's happened at the NHL free agency department and set the table for Jared and the GM. We'll also recap what is going on, the latest with the Titans, which is nothing right now. We're in a wait-and-see mode. So hang with us. We'll wrap up the show. Coming up next, don't forget, all of you on the line trying to get in on the pick six, we got you. It'll be off the air, and you'll get that extra top-shelf pick. For those that did not get in, play with us online by going to thegamenashville.com. Make your picks. Play along with us every week. We've got the Predators announcers that are doing it with us on Twitter as well. They've really enjoyed it.
Sean Henry jumped in last
week. Henry's jumped in. We're trying to get Nash to get in on this, too.
Yes.
But we want all of you to play with us, because when you're watching the games over the week, and we always try to pick the games that are of interest most to the people around in this listening area. So it gives you a little extra value, incentive, and thought when you're watching these games. So have fun with it. Go to thegamenashville.com. Play Silly Underdogs with us as well. Stay tuned. We're wrapping up the show next here on 102.5 The Game. Home stretch time here on Darren, Donick, and Chase. It's been a whirlwind week. A little slower today with no new news on the Titans front. No positive test this morning, so one day down, one more day to go in theory. And, of course, if they get the green light, maybe they could get back in the facility tomorrow afternoon at the earliest, I guess, with the idea that you could play on Tuesday. But it's been very silent on all sides. Also, I haven't seen a whole lot of follow-up with the Jets situation this morning, where Adam Schefter tweeted before our show started that there was a presumptive, or is that right, presumptive positive test, and that everybody got sent home.
Which can mean anything.
It could be a false positive. It could be a wait and see. But they were sent home. So that's one to keep your eye on. But good news for the Patriots and the Chiefs and the Vikings, all the other teams that were involved in one form or fashion in this, all had clear no positives this morning. So that's in a holding pattern, and right now, tentatively, the game is on between the Titans and the Bills on Tuesday, although that would probably be a case of the most depleted and compromised roster that I can ever remember an NFL team taking the field on. Now, some might say they did this to themselves, but having practiced for a couple weeks, got 10 or 11 guys on the COVID list, are any coming off, plus the other injuries on top of that, that's a lot. That's a lot to deal with. Meanwhile, day one of free agency for the NHL. Chase, let's give them the quick synopsis. I'll hit the ex-Preds that have new homes. First and foremost, Kyle Turris, two-year deal, $1.65 million per year with the Oilers. Colin Blackwell, a one-year deal with the Rangers. Mika Salamaki, one-year deal with the Avalanche. Good for Salty.
Yeah, absolutely. And he was somebody that very nice guy and spent a lot of time here. So good to see him get another opportunity. So a couple of other news and notes around the National Hockey League. One of the, I'm not going to say the biggest, but newsworthy for sure. Henrik Lundqvist signing a one-year deal to go to the Washington Capitals. And it was actually put out there that because Samsonov also wears number 30, Lundqvist will elect to wear number 35. So he will,
which I think was Holtby's number, right?
That sounds about right. So
no, that's not right. Holtby had a higher number. I got that wrong.
Did he?
Yeah.
He was like 60s or something. Yeah. You're right. I can't keep up.
Scratch
with all
that
the
thought. But still, Lundqvist not getting his own number. People are going to say, "Whoa, you should give him his number, man." I don't know. We'll see.
Adam Vingan of The Athletic. Reporting that the Predators have not made contact with Kevin Shattenkirk, who is a free agent. Looking like Shattenkirk will not return to the Tampa Bay Lightning. Tampa offered a three-year deal late last night, but it was not enough, and the veteran defenseman has gotten a lot of interest from the UFA market. So still kind of watching what happens with Kevin Shattenkirk there. Is it looking like he will not return to the Tampa Bay Lightning? Speaking of the Tampa Bay Lightning, they have placed Tyler Johnson, their centerman, on waivers. Tyler Johnson scheduled to make $5 million annually the next 4 years, I believe it is. Yep, next 4 years. He has a no-trade clause, so they're placing him on waivers to see if a team would claim him, and then they'll go from there. But $5 million is a pretty big cap hit. And not one that I would really want to look at for a player that I believe is still good, but on the downside of his career. Just don't know if I'd want to do that if I'm the Predators.
I'd be surprised if he got picked up, especially based on what guys have been signing for today. A lot of 1, 2, and 3 year deals, not much beyond that. And so there seems to be a pattern there. A couple other names of note. A lot of goalie shuffling. Cam Talbot to the Wild, 3 year deal. Braden Holtby to Vancouver, two-year deal. And thirdly, who am I missing? Is the other goalie to change addresses?
You said Talbot.
Jacob Markstrom looks like he is going to go to Calgary, although I don't know if that's been made official,
yes.
But it's been. Is it official now?
Yep.
If you were wondering about Bobby Ryan, 1 year, $1 million with Detroit. If you were wondering about Patrick Maroon, re-signed, two-year deal with Tampa Bay. Other than that, that's some names that you have maybe heard throughout the week. The Predators have not made a move yet, but we know that they're going to be busy here in the coming hours, days. We'll see how it shakes out. So we'll check out on that. Enjoy the weekend, everybody. Play Pick 6 and Silly Underdogs with us, and we will pass it on to Jared and the GM here on 102.5 The Game. Thanks, everybody.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.